I remember the then chairperson of the Electoral Commission, my former roommate back at the University of Ghana, Dr. Kojo Afarija, indicating to Ghanaians that the Electoral Commission was not ready, neither was it properly equipped to implement this law. Indeed, the National Democratic Congress, who were in opposition then and are now thankfully back in opposition again, raised serious opposition to the passage of that law and even organized series of street protests to show their objection to the law. 12 years after its passage into law, I believe the time to implement RoPAL is now. Nearly all the countries in West Africa have their citizens abroad voting. I do not see why Ghana cannot do the same. I wish to assure you that my government will continue to engage with the Electoral Commission and its chairperson, Madam Charlotte Osei, to ensure that whatever is needed to bring the law into effect is done.
The chairman of the planning committee of the summit, Alex Dade, said Ghanaians living abroad will petition parliament to repeal Act 257, which bars dual citizens from holding positions in Ghana.
At this summit, we will be dialoguing with government to help formulate a diaspora engagement policy to guide its relationship with the diaspora. We will also be asking the Electoral Commission to fully implement the Representation of the People's Amendment Act rule.